It's NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from the Kauffman Foundation, providing access to opportunities that help people achieve financial stability, upward mobility, and economic prosperity, regardless of race, gender, or geography. Kauffman.org. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio.
Billy Henry.
Support for Stardate on KPR comes from Spider Arc Constructors, sponsoring American mandolinist Sam Bush live in concert at Liberty Hall in Lawrence, April 4th. Event and ticket information at liberty-hall.com. There you have the Budapest Strings in a short cantata written by Edvard Grieg, whose title translates to I Love You, something that you should be sure to tell somebody during this Valentine's Day weekend. I'm Jeff Watson, and we've got music for romance and love in this noon hour, along with Mozart. A bit later, the Cleveland Orchestra will have his bassoon concerto. We have as well the beautiful violin and harp sonata, one of the pieces that Louis Spohr wrote for both himself and his wife Dorette, in just a bit here on Kansas Public Radio. Support for classical music on KPR today comes from the KU Natural History Museum, presenting Darwin Day, Valentine's Edition, February 14th, 1:30 to 4:30. Facts about Darwin and the wild world of animal courtship and mating. More at biodiversity.ku.edu. We continue now with the Czechoslovak State Philharmonic and conductor Alfred Walter. Something for you from composer Emil Waldteufel, sort of France's version of Johann Strauss Jr., the author of many a wonderful waltz, including this one that they call The Angel of Love on KPR. Ange d'Amour, The Angel of Love Waltz from French composer Emil Waldteufel. Alfred Walter in charge there of the Czechoslovak State Philharmonic here on Kansas Public Radio. It is 12:19. Thanks for being with us here on a Friday afternoon on Valentine's Day weekend. We've got Mozart coming up in the second half of the hour. The Cleveland Orchestra will be ready with his bassoon concerto. Stay with us for that and much more as the afternoon unfolds. Support for live music on KPR today comes from Dorothy Devlin, in honor of and in memory of all our loved ones. Thank you, Dorothy, for your generosity. Here on the KU campus, it is 59 degrees. Today's high around 63. Tonight, with lows in the mid-40s. And we have a chance of showers late tonight, expected mainly after midnight. 80% chance of showers for this evening and 90% chance of showers for tomorrow, with a high of 52. You've heard before of couples making beautiful music together. We have music now from a couple who did just that. A sonata for you by the German violin virtuoso Louis Spohr. We've talked before about how Louis Spohr was married to a talented harpist named Dorette Schiedler, and when he wrote sonatas for violin, he wrote them with harp accompaniment instead of the more typical piano so that they could perform together. Here's one such violin sonata. Sonata for harp and violin, that is, by Spohr, played by Sophie Langdon and harpist Hugh Webb on KPR. A sonata for violin and harp in B flat major, music from the violinist and composer Louis Spohr, the sort of sonata that he wrote to perform alongside his wife, the harpist Dorette Schiedler. Today we heard violinist Sophie Langdon and harpist Hugh Webb. The time is 12:40, 20 minutes until NPR News at the top of the hour. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Lead Center, welcoming pianist Aristo Sham with the 2025 Van Cliburn International Piano Competition, Thursday, March 5th, 7:30 p.m. Tickets are available at lead.ku.edu and Security Benefit, providing Kansas teachers and educators nationwide with retirement plans and investment options, and funding for the Kansas Teacher of the Year program. More information at securitybenefit.com. Next for you on KPR, we've got some music for you that is played by every professional bassoonist at some point in their career. Music of Mozart and his bassoon concerto, written in 1774 when he was about 18. Bassoonist Stephen McGill and the Cleveland Orchestra, led by Christoph von Dohnányi, on Kansas Public Radio. Mozart for your afternoon, and his 1774 bassoon concerto performed by the Cleveland Orchestra, conductor Christoph von Dohnányi, and the bassoon was played by David McGill here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. About 1 p.m. now, and stay tuned for NPR News. The next hour of classical music brings us Aram Khachaturian's famous Adagio of Spartacus, not to mention music by American composer John Knowles Payne for violin and piano. Much more still to come on this Friday afternoon. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, K210 CRN Atchison, and K258BT in Manhattan, online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for news on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, creating options, outcomes, and opportunities for Kansas and the world. Information about KU programs and research is at ku.edu.
9 points in the S&P is up 32. It's NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Lilly Endowment, a private foundation supporting NPR's coverage of religion and spirituality. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. That's music by the composer Carl Reinecke, a romance for violin and orchestra performed by the Berner Symphony Orchestra, conductor Johannes Moesus, and the violinist Ingolf Turban on Kansas Public Radio. Romance is the name of the game during this Friday afternoon, the start of Valentine's Day weekend. Coming up later, the Bournemouth Sinfonietta has some music for saxophone and orchestra, based on a romantic tale by Jules Verne. We'll hear The Green Ray by Gavin Bryars a little bit later, along with music for violin and piano by the 19th century American composer John Knowles Payne. That's all in just a bit here on KPR. I know that there were some of you out there anxious to hear the music of Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov. I do apologize. I don't think we'll have time for that this afternoon, but certainly as the week picks back up again on Monday. Right now, Aram Khachaturian and the Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra have one of the most passionate utterances of romance ever composed. We'll hear the Adagio of Spartacus and Phrygia on Kansas Public Radio. The Adagio of Spartacus by Aram Khachaturian, who in that recording was conductor of the Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra, here on Kansas Public Radio. It's 1:18, and still to come is the Bournemouth Sinfonietta, a little bit later in the second half of the hour, with a suite for saxophone and orchestra based in part on the fiction of Jules Verne. We've got for you The Green Ray coming up in just a bit. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Peasley Tech in Lawrence, Kansas. The Peasley Promise offers debt-free career training for local high school students and low-income Douglas County residents. Details and donation information at peasleytech.org/peasleypromise. And Delicious Del Sur, now hosting private events and offering catering for any occasion, featuring a variety of South American flavors. Located at 724 Massachusetts Street. More at Delicious Del Sur's Facebook page. Music now for violin and piano, a sonata by the American composer John Knowles Payne, who was born in Maine in 1839 and came from a very musical family. In fact, he was the grandson of an instrument maker who built the very first pipe organ in the state of Maine, and Knowles himself would go on to become the head of the American Guild of Organists, and he is a composer who was part of that group known as the Boston Six that included the likes of Arthur Foote, George Chadwick, Horatio Parker, and Amy Beach. We'll listen to violinist Joseph Silverstein and pianist Virginia Eskin perform Payne's Sonata for Violin and Piano on KPR. Sonata for Violin and Piano by the 19th century American composer John Knowles Payne, played by violinist Joseph Silverstein and pianist Virginia Eskin. The time is 1:37. News from NPR awaiting us at the top of the hour. Later on tonight, it's Film Music Friday, and with Valentine's Day nearly upon us, tonight's program brings you music from movies about love and romance, with themes from Love Actually, Cinema Paradiso, Casablanca, and more. Daryl Brogdon is your host for Film Music Friday, tonight from 7 to 9 on KPR. Support for classical music comes from Kansas City PBS, featuring Nick Haynes and local guest experts, sharing insights and context around major news stories on Week in Review, available wherever you get your podcasts. Next, we've got for you the Bournemouth Sinfonietta and saxophonist John Harrell. This is a suite by composer Gavin Bryars for saxophone and orchestra, and it's based on a tale by Jules Verne, one with some special significance for young couples. See, it concerns an atmospheric phenomenon which can be viewed in the west of Scotland during certain times of the year, during certain coastal conditions, when conditions are just right. They say that the sky becomes bathed with an emerald green light, and if it's observed by young couples, it will seal their love forever. This is called The Green Ray by Gavin Bryars, the Bournemouth Sinfonietta, Ivor Bolton, and saxophonist John Harrell, next on KPR. The Bournemouth Sinfonietta and saxophonist John Harrell under conductor Ivor Bolton with The Green Ray by composer Gavin Bryars here on Kansas Public Radio. The time is 2 p.m. NPR News just ahead. And in the next hour of classical music, one of the most romantic offerings that we have for you, a violin concerto from China called The Butterfly Lover's Violin Concerto. That and much more still to come on KPR. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. Support for news on KPR comes from Bridge Haven in Lawrence, with family-style memory care in a home environment. From social gatherings to holiday celebrations and backyard barbecues, Bridge Haven celebrates life and family. More information is at mybridgehaven.com.
Johnston, NPR News, Washington.
It's NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Progressive, with small business insurance for protecting a variety of business types with multiple coverage options designed to fit business owners' needs. More about small business insurance is at progressivecommercial.com. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. Some essential Brahms there. Another visit from the Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra, led there by Claudio Abbado, with Hungarian Dance No. 5 in G minor, here on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Jeff Watson, back with one more go-around of classical music before All Things Considered at 3 o'clock. And for this Friday afternoon on the start of Valentine's Day weekend, coming up we have one of the most romantic things I think we have to offer from the KPR Music Library, at least in my opinion. It is a Chinese violin concerto called The Butterfly Lover's Violin Concerto. Violinist Vanessa May and the London Philharmonic has that performance a little later for us today on KPR, where support for classical music comes from the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through research, economic development, and education. Information about KU programs and initiatives is at ku.edu. Next on KPR, this next piece of music won't take up too much of your time. In fact, it's called The Short Suite. It's from English composer David Lyon and performed here by the Royal Ballet Symphonia of Birmingham, led by David Lloyd-Jones on KPR. The Royal Ballet Symphonia of Birmingham, conductor David Lloyd-Jones, and the music of a 20th century English composer by the name of David Lyon and his Short Suite on Kansas Public Radio. It's about 2:18. Thanks for being with us on a Friday afternoon, Friday the 13th, and the start of Valentine's Day weekend. A romantic violin concerto is in store for us, one known as the Butterfly Lover's Violin Concerto from Chinese composers Zhenhao and Chen Kang. That's a bit later on Kansas Public Radio. Support for live music on KPR today comes from Dorothy Devlin in honor and in memory of all our loved ones. Thank you, Dorothy, for your generosity. On the KU campus, it is 65 degrees with sunny skies. Tonight, we'll have lows in the mid-40s, and we have an 80% chance of showers. That's expected mainly after midnight tonight, a 90% chance of showers for tomorrow, with a high of 53. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Baby J's Legacy of Hope in Lawrence, founded by parents with lived experience, working alongside families during and after a child's cancer treatment, offering financial and emotional assistance. More at babyjslegacy.org. Well, before we get to the London Philharmonic, we have pianist Yeno Yondo here to perform a short Fantasia in G for piano, music by Beethoven on KPR. From Beethoven, a Fantasia for piano in G minor, opus 77, performed by pianist Yeno Yondo here on Kansas Public Radio. 2:30 now, and at 3 o'clock, it'll be time for All Things Considered from NPR News. Later on tonight, don't forget to catch Film Music Friday with Daryl Brogdon. That's from 7 to 9 tonight, with a program all about romantic music from the films for Valentine's Day. Tomorrow afternoon from 1 to 4 p.m., Destiny has Classics by Request, the show where you pick the playlist. And apparently, even pets have musical requests. You'll hear Candy the Corgi's request, alongside music about love for Valentine's Day, Elgar's Love's Greeting, The Lark Ascending, and a lush and mesmerizing cello solo by Tchaikovsky. That and more during Classical Music, Classics by Request, from 1 to 4 p.m. with Destiny tomorrow. Support for Classical Music comes from the Lawrence Community Orchestra, presenting Shall We Dance, featuring dances written for the string orchestra, Saturday, February 14th, 7:30 p.m. at the Leeds Center Pavilion. Tickets at lawrenceorchestra.org. Here's the last thing I have for you for this Valentine's Day afternoon, a romantic violin concerto, one written in 1959 by Chinese composers Ho Zhenhao and Chen Kang. And it's music based on an old Chinese legend, the story of a young Chinese noblewoman, a princess who defies convention to seek education and wisdom from a young male scholar. The two of them end up falling in love, a love that cannot ever be realized because of their difference in social status, but upon their deaths they're reincarnated as a pair of butterflies, never to be separated again. The Butterfly Lovers Violin Concerto, here with the London Philharmonic and violinist Vanessa May on KPR. Music written in 1959 by the composers Ho Zhenhao and Chen Kang, the Butterfly Lovers Violin Concerto, performed by the London Philharmonic Orchestra, along with violinist Vanessa May. And with that, it's just about 3 p.m. It's another afternoon, another day, and another week in the books. I'm Jeff Watson, and I hope this afternoon's classical music was special for you. We'll have more for you at noon on Monday. Don't forget to catch Film Music Friday with Daryl Brogdon tonight at 7 p.m. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We are KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsberg Junction City. KANQ Chanute. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio.